Blog Talk Radio.
You to turn your Bibles to the book of Daniel, chapter 7. I want you sheep to know this, as well as those who are not sheep and are rude to us as a people. Verse 7, chapter 9. We're going to be talking about the Ancient of Days. And the Ancient of Days, I call him God. I want you sheep to know this. I have told you to read certain books from time to time, but I don't think you do that. Just as I have told you to read Isaiah chapter 13, I don't think you're doing that. So I am going to take the time to read to you just a chapter or two that I really want you to know. I want you all to know about the Ancient of Days. Let's read chapter 9 of the book of Daniel. That's found in the Old Testament. Spell Daniel, chapter 7, verse 9. It reads, I beheld till the throne were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. Whose garment was white as snow, and his hair of his head like pure wool. Does that sound like the Jesus Christ that you have that's white? That sounds like me, a brown-skinned person. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his will as burning fire. A fiery string issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Now, sheep, I want you to turn from verse 9 to verse 25. That's just a page over. I want you to hear this. I want you to know this. And we're still in chapter 7 of Daniel. And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall swear out, should wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. That's what the enemy has done. He does that to, he changed the times and the laws to benefit himself and to hurt us as a people. I want you to know, if you don't know who your enemy is, I will tell you. I hope you will read this Bible for yourself, but I'm trying to read it to you. And I make mistakes, but that's okay. I'm doing it because my Father in heaven told me to do it in a dream. I'm in Daniel. And they shall be given into his hand until time and times and dividing of times. I want you see all to know this. This we are talking about the Ancient of Days, who I think is our Father in heaven. I believe the Ancient of Days is God, and his son is Yah. He's better known because we have been in slavery, and the white man has taught us that his name is Jesus Christ. Well, you know, we didn't have an alphabet J, and still don't have an alphabet J in the Hebrew language. Call up the library and check it out for yourself. Now, we're going to pick up from where I left off. And I left off reading Joshua chapter 13, verse 31. That's where I left off. Right now, I'm going to introduce myself so that you can know who it is that you're speaking with. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I want you to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You can find that in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus, chapter 20. Well, chapter 3 through chapter 20. Well, let me read it. I think it's in Exodus chapter 3 through 17. I don't want to tell you sheep anything that's wrong, and I am wrong for saying things that I will say and just keep on going. It's in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. I want you all to remember, thou shalt have no other gods before me. This is what our Father is telling us. And you all, most of you, are doing what is not right. You're doing what Constantine told the people to do. And that is, he told them to do what you want. You know, our Father has laws. You can't do what you want, and you must obey him. So I want you to read that for yourself and check it out. Do as the Bereans did in the book of Acts. They checked out everything that they were being told if it was in the Bible. You check it out. Now, this Sabbath day observance starts on Friday evenings and ends on a Saturday evening. So you should not be doing everything that you want to do at that time. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. That's what your sheep are supposed to do. And if you didn't know that you're supposed to do that, I am telling you now. I also ask that you have your three P's ready and handy. And you say, Sandra, what I don't? And I tell you, the three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil. I am from the old school. Although you can have, I want you to write down any references that I may say to you or give to you. Just as I have given you Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. I want you to know, and verse 25, I want you to know what it is that I'm reading to you. I want you to write it down. Now, I know that younger folks have what they call a notepad and all of those electronic gadgets. I just barely can turn my internet on. I'm not used to all this high class stuff. Now, that's it. And I want to acknowledge the people who I listen to the most of the time. I listen to as much as I can and as often as I can these people. Big Judah out of California. Yes, I listen to you just about every chance I get. Then I listen to UNIC, United in Christ. I listen to you all, because you all give me pertinent information. You give me the information that I need, and I want to share with those of my listeners. Also, we are in the Feast of Tabernacles. It's October the 4th, starting 14th, starting yesterday, and it ends on the 20th. So from October the 14th through the 20th is when it's a seven-day celebration of the fall harvest. We are to observe the holidays of our Father. And what you can do is read. It's found in Leviticus 23, and some chapters with other chapters may tell you more of what to do. But I honor those as best as I can. Read Leviticus 23 in verse 33 through 34. And then the following day is the 21st. That's when we celebrate the last great days. Now, there are man-made holidays coming up, and you should not participate in those holidays. What if our Father comes down on Halloween and catches you acting and dressed up like some kind of mammal or something that's not nice? What if he sees you doing this, you honoring the devil? God did not sanction Halloween. Halloween is not a feast holiday of our Father in heaven. Read Leviticus and probably starting at verse 13. Let me see. I just dropped my pencil. Is starting at Leviticus chapter 23, verse 5. It talks about our Father's Passover days. Not Passover days, but his annual feast days. And let me just tell you what they are. Passover, that's the first thing. The next annual feast day is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The next day is the Day of Pentecost. The next celebration is the Feast of Tabernacles. Then Day of Atonement, the Feast of, I said Tabernacles, but I should have said the Feast of Trumpets, then the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, then the Last Great Days. And those are Jesus, our Father, the Most High holidays. He has not told you to dress up and celebrate Halloween. Don't do what the devil tells you all to do. Pledge your allegiance unto God and do what he says to. He will come to you in a dream, just like he came to me. And I was scared. I was scared. He came to me in a dream. I'm trying to find exactly where I had written it down. But I can't find it right now while I'm speaking to you all on the radio. Nonetheless, read your Bibles and do what the Lord has told you to do. I was very shocked when he told me to feed his sheep in a dream. I wanted to get out of that dream because I knew that I was scared to talk to people. I was just shaking and scared. But he has helped me so much. Now, let's turn to where I left off last time. That is in Joshua chapter 13 at verse 31. Now, I'm going to warn you that there are a lot of names in this Bible or in this chapter that I do not know how to pronunciate, but I will spell those out as well as try to pronunciate the names to you. So let's go. Let's get started. I only have 27 minutes left to speak with you, sheep. Verse 31 of Joshua chapter 13 reads, "And have Gilead," that's spelled G-I-L-E-A-D, "and Ashtaroth," A-S-H-T-A-R-O-T-H, "and Edrei," E-D-R-E-I, "cities of the kingdom of Or and Basham," B-A-S-H-A-N, "were pertaining unto the children of Machir," that's spelled M-A-C-H-I-R, "the son of Manasseh, even to the one and a half of the children of Machir," M-A-C-H-I-R, "by their families. These are the countries which Moses did distribute for inheritance in the plains of Moab and the other side of Jordan by Jericho eastward. But unto the tribe of Levi, Moses gave not any inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he said unto them." So that ends the reading of Joshua chapter 13. We will go to Joshua 14 in a moment, but I want to ask you, sheep, to look in the back of your Bibles, and you will see the land of the 12 tribes. You see other maps of the land, but the map of the 12 tribes is in the back of your Bible. And as I read along, you can say, "Oh, this is where Asher gave Asher, or he gave Naphtali, or Ephraim and Dan." You know, so look in the back of your Bible. You will see different places, different maps, and figure out, yeah, this is where Moses gave to whichever tribe. Let's go into chapter 14. It's important that I read to you as much as I can because week before last, I got sick with flu, and I was just throwing up. I couldn't have it. But the good doctors at DMC stopped that because that's where I had my family to take me. I didn't want to go down to the hospital that's less than 2 miles from me. I went to DMC, and that was in Midtown, I suppose. That was at least 10 miles away from me. But let's read. That's why I missed that program that night. Nonetheless, I'm here now, and I am going to read to you as much as I can. Let's start in Joshua. That's spelled in the Old Testament. It's spelled J-O-S-H-U-A. Chapter 14. Let's read. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan. Where? In the land of what country did us Israelites, Moses, was to take us to? But Moses could not take us into that land. He could just look over and see where he brought us to, in the land of Canaan. Yep, he took us to the land of Canaan, which Eleazar, the priest, and Joshua, the son of Nun, and the head of the fathers of the tribe of the children of Israel, distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was the inheritance. Tell me, how did they get the lot? The lot was given to by what? Oh, my goodness, I see it, the lot. That's right. Their inheritance was given to them by lot, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the 9 tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of 2 tribes and a half tribe on the other side of Jordan. So, if you're listening to the news, you know that they are bombing up the Kurds in the United States, I believe, was supposed to had sworn to protect them. But under this president, he's letting those people get bombed up. Let me read chapter 3. For Moses had given the inheritance of 2 tribes and a half tribe on the other side of Jordan. Let's see if these are the people that are getting bombed up these days. But unto the Levites he gave not inheritance among them. Who did he did not give an inheritance to? I want you sheep to know this. That's right. You're so smart. You're listening to me. He did not give an inheritance to the Levites. For the children of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore, they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, saying, I lost my part in the. Therefore, they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save the cities to dwell in, which their servants for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did. And they did divide the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. That's spelled G-I-L Jeiel, and Caleb, the son of Jehunneh. Let me spell it for you. Jethunneh. I'm mispronouncing that name, but I'm going on in the name of the Lord. The Kenzanite, that's spelled Kenezite, and said unto him, thou knowest these things that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and these in Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh Barnea. I pronounce it Kadesh Barnea. Again, it's spelled Kadesh Barnea. I pronounce it Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea, spelled Kadesh Barnea, to Espy. Espy is spelled Esty, out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord with God. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on this day, saying, surely the land whereon your feet have trodden shall be your inheritance, and the children forever, and your children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he has said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. Now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. 80, that means 20 times 4, and 5, so he's 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, then so is my strength now for war, both to go out and come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and thence. If so be the Lord's will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him. And I've got 15 minutes now. And gave Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, that's spelled Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, that's spelled J E P H-U-N-N-E-H, the Kenzanite. That's spelled K-E-N-E-Z-I-T-E, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was K-I-R-J-A-T-H-A-R-B-A, Kahara Abra, which was Abra. A-R-B-A was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rested from war. Now, the Anakims were giants, so let's not forget that that was the land of the giants. Now, let's move on to Joshua chapter 15, and I will read as much of this as I can for your hearing so that you can know. This then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their family, even to the borders of Edom, the wilderness of Zin, southward was the uppermost part of the south coast, and these south borders were from the shore of the South Sea, from the bay that looked southward, and it went out south side to Malaya Aquaville. That's spelled M-A-A-L-E-H hyphen A-C-R-A-B-B-I-M, and passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side unto Kadesh Barnea. That's spelled K-A-D-E-S-H. Let me spell it again. K-A-D-E-S-H hyphen B-A-R-N-E-A, and passed along to Hezron. That's spelled H-E-Z-R-O-N, and went up to Adar. That's spelled A-D-A-R, and fetched a compass to Kara. That's spelled K-A-R-K-A-A. From there, it passed towards Amzon. That's spelled A-Z-M-O-N. I think it's pronounced A-S-mon, and went out unto the river of Egypt, and the goings out of the coast were at the sea. This shall be your south coast, and the east border was the Salt Sea, even unto the end of Jordan, and their border in the northern quarter was from the bay of the sea at the uppermost part of Jordan, and the border went up to Beth Hoga. That's spelled B-E-T-H hyphen Hoga, Hoga, H-O-G-L-A, and passed along by the north of Beth Agra. That's spelled B-E-T-H hyphen A-R-A-B-A-H, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan. Bohan is spelled B-O-H-A-N, the son of Reuben. And the border went up porch, Deborah. That's spelled D-E-B-I-R, from the valley of Acra. That's spelled A-C-H-O-R. And so northward, looking towards Gilgal. That's spelled G-I-L-G-A-L, Gilgal. That is before the going up to Hanuman. That's spelled A-D-U-M-M-I-N, which is on the south side of the river in the border pass towards the waters of Enshesis. That's spelled E-N-S-H-E-M-E-S-H, Enshemesh, and the goings out thereof were at Engal. That's spelled E-N-R-O-G-A-L, Rogo. Verse 8. And the waters went up to the valley of the son of Hinnom. That's spelled H-I-N-N-O-M, unto the south side of the Jebusites. The Jebusites, that's spelled J-E-B-U-S-I-T-E. The same is Jerusalem. And the border went out to the top of the mountain, which lieth before the valley of Hinnom, or Hinnom, that's spelled H-I-N-N-O-M, westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants, northward. Okay, remember I told you that the Achims were giants too. Let me start at verse 9. In the borders, I am in chapter 15, verse 9. And the borders were drawn from the top of the hill unto the mountain of the water of Nephtos. Let me spell that. N-E-P-H-T-O-A-H. And went out to the cities of Mount Ephraim. That's spelled E-P-H-R-O-N, and to the borders was drawn to Bala. Bala is spelled B-A-A-L-A-H, which is K-J-Jerim. K-J-Jerim is spelled K-I-R-J-A-T-H hyphen J-A-R-I-M. And the borders compassed from Bala westward unto Mount Seir. Bala again is spelled B-A-A-L-A-H, westward into S-E-I-R. I pronounce it as Seir. And passed along unto the side of Mount Jerim. That's spelled J-A-R-M-I-N, which is Chesalon. That's spelled C-H-E-S-A-L-O-N, on the north side, and went down to Beth Shemesh. That's spelled B-E-T-H-S-hyphen-S-H-E-M-E-S-H, and passed on to Timoth. Timoth is spelled T-I-M-N-E-H, and the borders went out the side of Ekron, Ekron is spelled E-K-R-O-N, northward, and the borders were drawn to Shirkon. Shirkon is spelled S-H-I-C C-R-O-N, and passed along Mount Balak. Balak is spelled B-A-A-L-A-H, and went unto Jabneel. Jabneel is spelled J-A-B-N-E-E-L, and the going down of the border were at the sea. And the west border was to the great sea, the coast thereof. This is the coast of the children of Judah, around about, according to their families. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, let me spell it, J-E-P-H-U-N-N-E-H, he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandments of which the Lord, let me read that over, the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arbah, or it's spelled A-R-B-A, the father of Enoch. And remember, Enoch was a giant too. Enoch is spelled A-N-A-K, Enoch, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove this, the sons of Enoch, Sheshai. Let me spell that for you. S-H-E-S-H-I. And Ashman, A-H-I-M-A-N. And Talmah, T-A-L-M-A-I, the children of Enoch. Enoch is spelled A-N-A-K. Oh, I have 2 minutes left. I'm going to stop here at verse 15. I'm coloring it in yellow so I know where I have stopped. Remember that it's still the feast of the Feast of Tabernacles is still going on. It's from October the 14th through the 20th. And then the following day is the last great day. And that's, it's just a separate feast. So the last great day and the Feast of Tabernacles, that's what we're going through right now. Let us have a quick prayer to our Father in heaven. A close. Father in heaven, our Father in heaven, thank you for protecting us day in and out from the evil one known as the devil and Satan and Baal, whatever he is called. In Yeshua's name, Father, we thank you for keeping us. Remember, sheep, in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you this Friday at 5 o'clock. I come on the airwaves at 11 a.m. on Tuesdays and on Fridays at 5 p.m. the start of the Sabbath day. Thank you all for listening. And listen, I want you to go out and purchase this album that my nephew produced. It's called High and Lifted Up. Purchase it from Google Play, iTunes, or Apple Play. You'll be doing a favor for me. And I nephew earned some income Thank you all for listening. Remember, God loves you, and so do I.
Salvation.